Sag die Gemara, Feuer auf See, weil der Tag für Echad, der Panein und Mau. Two guys came, zwei Mörzen mit Talis, and one of them made a Tkifa. One of them grabbed it. Hechi Domi, Ida Shosik. If, when the guy grabbed it, you were Shosik, I do your Idile. This Maida, what this Maida means, we'll see. Wieder kommt Zalbach, mal wieder der Mehrbach. Da ist wieder der Schossig mehr, komm, aber hat der Zalbach. Mal wieder ist der Kadur. Der war kiebel, der kann Zalbach, hast du gleich los. Nein, der Schossig mehr, komm, Zalbach, hat gechossi der Abonnen. So von der Besen, so der Geist hat, Besen so. Tomorrow brings three cases. Case number one is, where a guy was Schossig mit Chilo bat Zeuf. I mean, he has Schneimwerks und Metallus, like Rashi says. Let's see him, he had Chavere, but Chossig, where Kulam, he had the Kodnish in Nishbu. We'll see the Rashi in a second. The case of the Gemara over here is that the Gemara brings three possibilities. Shneimers and Batalos, two guys came into Bezdin, and talked for Echad Bifanim. The case of Zerah was where a guy grabbed in front of us. So Gemara says possibility number one is that the guy was Shoysik Mitzchila Vatzoif. If he's Shoysik Mitzchila Vatzoif, it's called a Haidah. What exactly the Gedah of the Haidah is, we'll see. Gedah number two is a case where it was Tzavach, Meikorah. If the guy was Tzavach Meikorah, the Gemara says, Eloshim, I have a little Mebad. Which means you have to go give it back. Case number three is Shasak Rachkach Tzavach, with the Gemara's Asafik, is it a Haidah or it's not a Haidah? And that day he was quiet is because he saw the vessel was upon him, and that's why he yelled. Let's take each case for itself. First thing stated in the Gemara here, a big idea. There are nine words of metallus, and one guy goes ahead and grabs. Stated in the Gemara, maybe you have to give it back, the Tfisa doesn't help. That's a double portion. Why not? Was nicht. And I said, today it's by me. Today I'm the Mosek. So what if you saw me grab it? Big feel. As I affect all the Rishonim, it's like this. What I'm going to say now is really an introduction to the Sugi and Amabez. The real Sugi of Tukfa Koyin is an Amabez as the Gemara rolls towards it. How the Gemara gets to Tukfa Koyin, we'll see in a minute. But the Rishonim tied together this first line of the Sugi to the Sugi and Amabez. I'll explain what I mean. In the Gemara of Abayis, it's mevor. Talk for Koyin is a shalom matzim miyada ematzim miyada. What's the case there? The case over there was where there was a Safik Bechor, Shatu Safik Bechor, there's a behemoth that was born, and there's a Safik, is it a Bechor or not? Is it the firstborn or not? If it's a firstborn, if it's a Bechor, then it goes to the Koyin. If it's not a Bechor, then the Koyin doesn't have a right to get it. So we paskin over there that the Bailam of this Safik behemoth, we paskin away to Mechavel Varaya. The case of Talk for Koyin is talking about a case where there's a classic din of Avoyt Mechavel Varaya. We have a Suffolk and Emes, a Suffolk in front of us, whether this behemoth is a Bechor or not. And the Shaila of the Sukhi of Talk for Koyin is where the Koyin went ahead and grabbed it. That means it was a Psak of Avoyt Mechavel Varaya and the behemoth. And a Koyin went ahead and grabbed it. The Suffolk of the Gemara Namah Beis, which is the famous Sukhi of Talk for Koyin, is Mitzi Miyada, Emetzi Miyada, do we let you grab it? Emetzi Miyada, we leave it by you. Or Mitzi Miyada, we take it out. That means the Sukhi of Talk for Koyin and Namah Beis is a case where there was a Suffolk, and we pass in Hamitzi Mechavel Varaya. Can you go ahead and grab it and change the Psak of Hamitzi Mechavel Varaya to say it in a different Nusach? Can you grab from a Muxik to change the Psak? The Sukhya Tuk for Koyin is a case where I pass in Hamitzi Mechavel Varaya, and I want to go ahead and change the Psak by grabbing it. Can I go ahead and change the Psak by saying, up to now you were the Muxik, now I'm the Muxik. So what if I grabbed it? Big feel. And there's a Shail over there, Hamitzi Miyada, Hamitzi Miyada, whole Shail. The Ramban over here by us, says that the Gemara says over here, that Mayavol the Meba, that you're not allowed to grab, that the Gemara over here says that from a din of Shnayim Erz and Metallus, either Katzav of Mayavol the Meba and you have to give it back, is rooted and based on the Psak of the Gemara of Abayis, Atke Dekach, that when we get to the Gemara of Abayis, we're going to see that when we get to the Gemara Namah Beis, we're going to see that there's a machlokes. Are you allowed to grab? You're not allowed to grab. Can you grab from a muzik? Do we say tuk for koyim matzin? A matzin. The Ramban says that the psak of the Gemara Namah Beis is rooted in this Gemara. The Gemara over here says you're not allowed to grab. As I say, the Gemara over here. The Gemara says that when you have two shaymeres and betalas, you're not allowed to grab from a muzik. And he says that the Gemara says my heavenly member that you can't grab is rooted in the sugya of Amud Beis. That Pascha is la halacha that you can't grab. Azayi Zakir Ramban over here. So that the Gemara here says that you can't grab from the muzik, that the Gemara here says you can't grab from the muzik, is the din of Hamitzvah of Araya that says when you pass Hamitzvah of Araya, you're not allowed to change, you're not allowed to grab from a muzik. And the Gemara Namad Aleph is connected to the international topic of when a guy has a din of muzik, are you allowed to grab from a muzik? And that the Gemara here says you can't grab is rooted in that Gemara. As I stay in the Rabban. Rabban asks, and this is the only part of the Ramban that you can see now. At the end of the whole Ramban over here on this Gemara, it's a long Ramban. The Ramban goes through all of Shas. We pass in Moitzi Miyodi, we pass in Emoitzi Miyodi. All the way at the end, the Ramban over here, in the last two lines of the Ramban asks that, why over here is it called you grabbing from a Muzik? The Gemara over here says you can't grab from a Muzik. Why is it called you grabbing from a Muzik over here? Over here, nobody's Muzik. Two guys are holding on to it. It means Rabban learned that Dosh Mishtei in the Gemara over here that you're not allowed to grab is rooted in the Gemara Namah Beis that says you can't grab from a muzik. You're not allowed to grab, you can't change the din of a muzik. You can't grab when there's a muzik. You can't change the din, you can't grab from a muzik. And that's why the Gemara over here said, my heavenly neighbor, that if the guy yelled and screamed and said you do an act of gzela, affect Rabban on himself all the way at the end, all the way at the end. How much the last line? Affect Rabban all the way at the end. That affect Rabban, I. Over here, nobody's a muzik. Two guys are holding it. And for the Ramban, no. When two guys are holding it, so one guy is a muzik in half more than the other. Each one is epis a muzik in half. The lashon of the Ramban is, you have a curvy, I'm going to read the lashon inside. Thanks. The Ramban asks, Vibalt, I'm learning that the Gemara over here is based on the Gemara of a base that says you're not allowed to grab from a muzik. If that's the reason why not, it's very interesting, by the way. When you learned the Gemara this morning for a sermon, you learned the Zach Gemara. The Gemara says, listen, if the guy grabbed my heavenly man, but he saved himself, yeah, plush, right? You can't grab from people. The Rabban didn't hold like that. The Rabban wasn't plush like that at all. There's also a sugya on my base, you're allowed to grab. The Rabban had a whole tumult. Why not allowed to grab? There's a sugya on my base, you're not allowed to grab. A whole shas sugya. So, the Rabban, that the Gemara over here takes for granted that when one guy's holding it, you can't grab. So, the Rabban, that's good bite on the Gemara on my base that taught us that you can't grab from a muzik. Atki dekach. That the Rabban asks, b'soif dvar, after he goes through all of Shas, we're going to learn the Rabban inside of Mr. Shem in a few weeks. But all the way at the end, when the Rabban ends off, and the Rabban says, it's right before two or three paragraphs before Vav of Beis, in the end of the Hech of the Amar, the Rabban literally goes through 10 Gemaras all over Shas, how we paskin. Says the Rabban, "In Tisha, Lama Amru Talk for Echav B'Fenenu Matzina Oisim Yodav Aleins a Muzik Yosim Misa." There's nobody a Muzik over here. So the reason why he can't grab is because I'm grabbing from a Muzik, and I'm not allowed to grab from a Muzik over here. There's nobody a Muzik. Hari Amru, he says, "Keeping the toughest and Ansadi to my the toughest the day of Chol Echad VeEchad Muzik BeChetzi Mechze Yosim Mechaveroi." Each guy's more of a Muzik than the other. You have to know what this means, by the way. What's Mentos? What did he mean? But he says a Kasha and he says a Teretz. The Rabban asked and said that we about the entire Gemara over here is based on that the reason why you're not allowed to grab when the guy tzavah, when the guy yells, is based on this yisoid that you can't grab from a muzik. Over here, there's nobody a muzik. There's nobody a muzik. There's two guys holding it. Nobody's a muzik. So they know each guy's a muzik in half more than the other guy. At kan divrei Rabban. So much so that I'm going to ask a kasha that we're going to have to talk about. It's an interesting horror. If this Gemara that says you can't grab is based on the sugya on my base, so why over here is the Poshet on Mabez is a whole Trask? Well, here's my commandment, maybe, but on Mabez is a whole Velt Schilk. It's a whole Velt Tumult. Talk for Kramer. Timmy Yodai. Ava Timmy Yodai. You're allowed to grab. You're not allowed to grab. There's two sheetahs over there with Nafkamiz Halacha. Over here, the Gemara says, Vedoka Poshet Mabalil Mabad. So the Ramban says it's rooted in Yenna Sugya. It's Hotzutom with Yenna Sugya. It has to shack us to Yenna Yisoid. But it's still a little bit strange. Over here, the Gemara says, for the Poshet, you can't grab. On a Mabez, the Gemara is a Suffolk. The Gemara is a Suffolk on a Mabez, whether or not when a guy is a Muzik and a guy is in a Mitzvah of Elvariah, and the animal is by you, whether I can grab it to change the Psak. Up to now it was by you, now it's by me. So if I was over here, it's Poshet, and over here, on Mabez, not. So we're going to see a Mitzvah Hashem, we have to wait. There's a difference between Amad Aleph and Amad Beis. What's the difference? On Amad Aleph, the guy who's holding is a Shema. He doesn't know whether it's a Bukhar or not. Over here, the guy's a Bari. The guy's claiming it's my Talos. That's the chilek. We'll have to see why is that the chilek. What's the lumpness of that chilek? Why over here was a pasha you can't grab because he's a bari. On a base there was a suffix whether you're allowed to grab. Was machlekes whether you're allowed to grab, better said, because over there the guy's a suffix. But al kaponim, I want to summarize. The Gemara over here says that by shnei mitzvos and bitalus, when one guy goes in and grabs from the other in front of us and the other guy's yelling and screaming, you have to give it back. Why? Says Ramban, it's Meshach Shachas to the Gemara on the face. It says you can't grab from a guy's a Muzik. Atke de Kata, the Ramban, besides Dvorav asks, and why over here are you called a Muzik? How they both guys are holding on to it. So if Ramban, each guy's called a Muzik, clapping the other at least on the half. Atkan, Divrei Ramban, how we learned our Sugya. That's introduction number one. Introduction number two is, but there are many Rishonim who hold not like that. There are many Rishonim who hold the halacha that the entire Gemara on Mabez, which comes out Lamaskana, the Pashtus, Tuk for Koyim, it's even other than Allah to grab, is only when you're a Shema, like the story of Mabez. In the story of Mabez, nobody, not the Koyim, not the Israel, knows whether it's a Bechor or not. The animal gave birth, we don't know if it's a Bechor or not. So there's a Shaila, can you grab or not? Shitas a Rosh on Mabez, Barichus God, we're going to learn the Rosh inside. Shitas a Rosh on Mabez, and the Tosis in Ksubas Daf Chof is that when you're a bari, you're allowed to grab. I want you to know it's very important you know this. I'm laying the foundations for what we're going to get to in about 2 or 3 weeks, the sugya of Tukfa Koin. But the Rishonim and Mabez hold that when you're a bari, you're allowed to grab. You're allowed to grab Lalacha. And the entire sugya of Mabez, of Metzimiya, you're allowed to grab. You're not allowed to grab. Can you change the psak? Only when you're a Shamba. When you're a bari, you're allowed to grab. We'll see why. As they say in the Rosh Mephorosh over here, as they say in Tosis. According to that, there's a catastrophe. What's a catastrophe? So why is this a pashut over here in the Gemara? They're not allowed to grab. I'm a bari. This is where the story starts. The Ramban says, the Ramban who holds that the Gemara number base holds, you never allowed to grab. We pass Kalal Locha Mutsimi Yod, you're not allowed to grab from a state of a Mokzik. You're not allowed to go ahead and grab and change the Mokzik. So our Gemara is very simple, says the Ramban. Our Gemara is Mike Tzavach, Tzavach Ma'avad Lameh, but you're not allowed to grab. It's Meshach Shachas to the Sugi Yod Mabez, you're not allowed to grab from a Mokzik. Atke de Kach that I'm eating on, the Ramban is. And why are you a Mokzik? Oh, but the Rosh holds on the base, and Tais holds in Ksubas Daf Chof in one Shita, that you're allowed to grab. You're allowed to grab. You're allowed to grab. You're allowed to change the Pesach. Up to now it's by you, now it's by me. I'm a Bari. Now it's by me. Now it's by me. Hey, but they fix up the grace of Kasha. You're allowed to grab. So why not a grab here? Why over here are you not allowed to grab? What's the problem? Why is it pusher to the Gemara that you can't grab? That's the Pella awesome. So there are two terutzim on how to answer this. Two interesting terutzim on how to explain why over here the Rosh is Yisoid of grabbing doesn't apply. The Rosh holds you're allowed to grab. Places, the Ramban holds you're not allowed to grab. Even when you're a Bari. So Agamari, you're not allowed to grab. You're not allowed to grab from a Mokzik. You're not allowed to change of Sak, but the Rosh holds you're allowed to change. So there are two gangs in the veld. We're going to test them in the coming weeks. But I want to put them on the table right away at the beginning. There are two ways to learn. One way of learning is a very geshmak azach. We're very tifazach. The entire din of Tuk for Koin, you're allowed to grab when you're a bari. That the Rosh holds you're allowed to grab when you're a bari, that's only in a case where there's a suffix lufanenu. Okay, for example, I'll give you a case. In a case of Naska the Rababa, where a guy's holding on to something. I'll give you a case. A guy's walking down the street, and he has a jacket. Yeah? So I come to him and I say, I'm a bari, the jacket's mine, I take it off. Is there anybody in the right mind that's going to say, you're allowed to go take it? Chas v'shol. Chas v'shol. Why not? Are you a bari? The answer is, you're a gazlan. It's his ach, we see it by him. I'm not allowed to take it. This din that the Rosh holds, that when you're a bari, you're allowed to grab, is only in a case where there's a suffix. What's that there's a suffix? For example, a classic case of Omen Beis, where there's a suffix whether it's a Bechor or not. See, even though we pass it on Beit Mechaveh Omaraya, when you're a Bari, Lu Yitzur, in such a case, there are cases all over Shas, where there's a real suffix, Lefanenu, a Dror, Dumomeno, but there's a real suffix, like the case of Bechor, just the case of Bechor, the guy's a Shema. What about a case where the guy's a Bari? But that Yisoydi, a lot of grab to go change the Psakas when there's a suffix, Lefanenu, Dovazel Lu Shemanu, that nobody in the right mind is going to come along and say that a guy who has a watch, and I go and say, listen, this watch is mine, I'm a bari, and I take it off and I'm allowed to grab it. You're not allowed to go around mugging people, okay? When there's a suffix lefanenu, then you're allowed to go ahead, and when there's a suffix lefanenu, and we pass it away somebody over there, then you're allowed to go grab it and change the psak. So one teretz is, a very geshmak of psak, of pshat, is that the Rosh holds, the shnei vetz metal is not called a suffix. Although the only reason why there's a suffix over here is because they're tightness. That's not called a suffix. That doesn't allow you to go grab. By the way, we already had a Rosh who Kamat says this. Where do we have the Rosh who said this, by the way? We already had a Rosh who Kamat said this on Daf Beis. What did Rosh say on Daf Beis? Why don't we do Kol Don Gvar in the Mishnah? What did the Rosh say? Why don't we do Kol Don Gvar in the Mishnah? Because you're a Goslin. We're not going to let one guy steal from the other, said the Rosh. We're not going to, it's come out of before the Rosh, by the way. The Rosh says that you're not allowed to be a Gazlan, you're a Gazlan. We're not going to let you steal things. Hi, you're Bari, the guy says, Google, it shall be. Let the guy do cold all and grab. I can ask the Kasha directly. Why can't you do cold all and grab? Because you're a Gazlan. What do you mean I'm a Bari? I'm allowed to grab. The answer is, there's no Suffolk Lefanenu. There's a Suffolk after the Tainus. So the answer is, that's not called a Suffolk in the Rosh. That's not called a Suffolk where the Rosh said his Yisrael. You're allowed to go change the Psak over here. Otherwise, Tommy can go mug people. And it's come out before us in the Rosh and the Pais. The Rosh and the Pais said, why do we do Kol Dol and Grar? We don't do Kol Dol and Grar because we're not Lenis and Ezra. League's also shame. We're not going to let one guy steal from the other. By the way, Atke Dekach, Vosnaf Mizorgan and the Ramban. So what's the Rabban talking about? The Rabban has to go explain why you're not allowed to grab over here. The Rabban has to go explain why you're not allowed to grab. The Rabban says be great, that it's rooted in Amud Beis. It's up to talk with the big Suffolk, the big Yisrael of Tukfa Koyim, Metzim Yodah, and Metzim Yodah. Are you allowed to grab from a state of Metzim Yodah? How can you go grab when there's no Suffolk Lefanenu? Does anybody in the right mind hold you allowed to grab and go change the Psak? Is Rabban Vaisel, so that's called a Suffolk over here. When Shnayim Erz and Metals come into Bezdin, we have a Suffolk Lefanenu. We're going to see in the next piece of Gemara, we saw once Rashi, that there's a Shor Shachal Lefanecha. Two guys walk into Bezdin. We have a Suffolk in front of us, and we have reason to have a Suffolk. And each guy, is it's true that without the Tainus, we don't have a Suffolk. I know that. Because I'm nice, but at the end of the day, we have enough of a Suffolk Lefanenu that we can apply the Dinim of Tukfa Koyim Metzimiyot, Tukfa Koyim Metzimiyot, Azev Etchdein in the Ramban. That's one terrorist to explain why the Russian holds you allowed to grab by Bari. Why over here can't you grab? And the Rabban will argue. The second terrorist is, which is just as Gishmak, is Kuntjas Asfakis in Klal Beis. We're going to talk about this Kuntjas Asfakis at length. We're going to learn it inside. I'm putting it on the table now already. The Kuntjas Asfakis brings out, which I have his brother, the other brother of the Ktais, that the Kuntjas Asfakis brings out, Moir with the Kateretz. He brings down that this din that you're allowed to grab by Bari is only when the Psak was away to Mechavel of Raya, not when the Psak is Yachloiku. I repeat. Here he says that this din that you're not allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to grab, excuse me, to change the Psak, that's only when the Psak was away to Mechavel of Raya, not when the Psak was Yachloiku. We're going to learn inside. This is how the Kuntjas Asfakis is based on a famous thesis about Basra Daf Beis, which we're going to learn inside when the time comes. But today I'm only saying Divrei Psicha. And what the Kuntjas Asfakis says is Moir de Kazach. This that the Rosh holds, that he allowed to grab and change the Psak, that's only when the Psak is a Moitz Mechavel of Raya. When the Psak was Yechleku, then you can change it. Bir Hadvorm, on a very basic level, is as follows. When the Psak is a Moitz Mechavel of Raya, when the Psak is go boss of the Mozik, when the Psak is leave it by the Mozik, so now I'm the Mozik. That's not called I'm changing the Psak. I'm not changing the Psak. The Psak was leave it where it is. Where it is. Till now it was by you, now it's by me. Now the word is, how can I grab? I'm a Bari. When I'm a Shemana, when I'm a Bari, yeah. I'm a Bari, I grab, now it's by me. That's not called I changed the Psak. I changed who it's by. I'm allowed to change that. By the way, that's the Chiddush of the Rosh. We have to talk about it. What's the Pshat? How can you grab? What happens? Why is Bari? Why is Bari different than Shamma? But do you say that the form is I could change where it is. The Psak was, leave it where it is. This is where it is now. If the Psak is Echleku, said the Kuntjas Asfakis, you can't change the Psak. The Psak of this Zach, the Richtig of Psak is Echleku. When you want to grab it, you want to change the Psak. That you can't do. You can't do a Tfisa to go change the Psak. So what was the Kasha? The Kasha was, the Helig Rosh holds, you're allowed to grab with a Bari, but in a case of Tukfa Koyin, in a case of Suffolk, you're allowed to grab with a Bari even against the Witzig Vail Raya. Said the Kuntjas Asfakis, yeah, against the Witzig Vail Raya, you could grab. Because you're not changing the Psak. The Psak was leaving where it is still. Now, up to now is by him. Now it's by me. But when the Psak was Yechleiku, and that was the Richtig of Psak of the Suffolk, then you can't use your thesis to go change the Psak. The Psak was Yechleiku. So then it's a Yechleiku de Kavort. What's the Nafkamina between these two Pshatim in the Rosh? What's enough community between these two pshatim in the Rosh? What will be in a case where I have a psak of Yachleiku where nobody's a tofus? Are you allowed to grab? So according to Pshat number one, maybe yeah, maybe I'm allowed to grab. Because the only reason why I couldn't grab according to the Rosh was because there was no Suffolk here. In a case where there is a Suffolk, correct? In a case where there's a Suffolk, I can grab. Mashenke, according to the second Pshat, you're never allowed to grab from the state of Yachleiku. You're never allowed to grab from the state of Yachleiku, correct? you cannot grab from a state of Echleku. You can't grab from a state of Echleku. According to the second shot, you can't grab from a state of Echleku because Echleku is a psak. It can't be changed. I want to summarize what I said till now. The Gemara over here says, Vashnaimers and Betalus, that if one guy in front of Bezin grabs from the other guy, he has to give it back. Ma'av Lil Mebad. Why? Now it's by me. Now it's by me. Why not? Now it's by me. Now it's by me. Now it's by me. What's the problem? Says the Ramban, because we pasked on Amabez, talk for Koyim and Timi Yodah, because you're not allowed to grab from a Mosek. In fact, the Ramban, why is he called a Mosek? He's called a Mosek. Atkan. Atkan the Ramban. The Rosh who holds you allowed to grab by Bari, you're always allowed to grab, even from a Mosek, so why can't you grab here? So he said to Tarotsim. Either that you're allowed to grab is only when there's a real Suffolk. When there's no real Suffolk, you can't grab. The second time, as I said, well, there's a different reason why you can't grab over here. The Gunjo Sekis shots, because that was different. We're going to see on base, when we get to the Sugar Talk for Crying, which shot's going to survive the cut here. Shots not because so there's two different shots. The Rosh holds you're allowed to grab with a Bari, and you're allowed to change the status of Mokzok. You have to remember this the rest of your life. So why can't they grab here? What's the thing I say you can't grab? Stop and Zargon, one of two Terutzim. Either you're only allowed to grab to change the status when there's a real Suffolk in front of us. When there's no Suffolk, you can't just grab. Or more Lam Dishamshat. The only time you're allowed to grab is when the Psak is on Mitzvah Chavel Faraya. When the Psak is Echlek, you can't grab. You're not allowed to go change the Psak. That's the Mahalach of the Rosh, Ramban, why you can't grab, and the Mahalach of the Rosh, why you could grab. Once heard from a Basher, he said, Hashem Nezachim Shat. He said something very interesting. It's very interesting. The topic of talk for crime Batsimi Yoda, Aim Batsimi Yoda, is a Shas topic. There's 10 Gemaras where the Araya is, you're not allowed to grab, you're not allowed to grab. We're going to see at the end of the Sugya in a few weeks the whole breadth of all the cases all over. When you're allowed to grab, when you can't grab, when we pass the question, we don't pass the question, right? What are the rules? But it's very interesting. The Ramban stelled the entire Shulchan Aruch of talk for crime on Amad Alf and this Gemara, and the Rosh stelled it on Amad Beis. It's Lashitasei, okay? Because according to the Ramban, the place of Talk for Koyin is here. This is where we see the Paschal. You're not allowed to grab from a Mosek. So the Ramban, once he read this Gemara, like, what's the matter with the Rabbis? He went off. All of Shas. It's a page and a half of Ramban over here. But the Ramban went through all of Shas, all the cases, when you're allowed to grab, when you're not allowed to grab, when you're allowed to grab from a Mosek, when you can't grab from a Mosek. Because this is what this Gemara is about. The Rosh only brings all the Yesedis at the end of the Gemara, on the base. I'm not saying it's a Kasha, I'm not saying it's a Diak, it's a Shtel. The Rosh brings all the rules on Amid Beis because this Gemara is not about the Sukkah of Tuk for Koyin. Why can't you grab? You have to know. Either I said Teretz number one, there's no Suffolk here. Teretz number two. This Gemara is not the Sukkah of changing from Moshe. In this Gemara, there's no Tzad you're allowed to grab. Either because of Shalak Kuncha Sekhus, the Achleik was different, or because of the first Shalak, there's no Suffolk over here. The Rosh doesn't bring the rules over here on Amid Alf. The Rosh on Amid Beis, in the end of the Gemara, brings down the rules when you're allowed to grab, when you're not allowed to grab, and the Rosh also goes through all the cases of Shas, when you're allowed to grab, when you're not allowed to grab. But he doesn't bring it on Amid Alf. It's very Gishmak, because according to the Ramban, the topic of Amid Alf is the topic of Tuk for Koyin. Are you allowed to grab from Moshe or not? According to the Rosh, it's not the topic. That's Aleph. So, that's the introduction to the Sugya. So the Gemara says there are three possibilities. Possibility number one is that the guy, the Savach, made Kora, in which case you can't grab. Shita Ramban Lashitasei, the Rosh Lashitasei. Case number two is where the guy was Shasek Tzilav Atzeif, where the Shtigur Kaido. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Case number three is Shasek Rakach Savach. Sakrashi. He grabbed it before the swearing took place. Balzin. He grabbed it before the swearing took place. Why did Rashi say he grabbed it before the swearing took place? And why can't the Gemara be after it took place? So the Ksais over here in Kuflam Aches of Kohen Beis that I printed out for you today. The part one is the introduction over here. Part two is, what's the case over here in the Gemara? So now let's speak around to the Suffolk of the Gemara. Gemara the Suffolk. Where was the case of the Suffolk? It says, Rashi, Kreitim Shenishbu. Correct everybody, why Kreitim Shenishbu? Why is the case of the Gemara have to be that the guy grabbed before you saw it? If the guy grabbed it afterwards. So the case is a very, very, I can't call a shot a strange shot, but the case is a tremendous chiddush, which there's many kashas on it and many rais, not like that, but I want to see what the case says. Because the Ksais addresses this, why Rashi Kodesh Yisroel? I picked it up the Ksais. The Ksais says an astounding Zach, which is not to be believed. we're going to see Mefurish Rishonim not like that. Mefurish Rishonim. The Ketay says that if I go grab something from you and I'm quiet, there's no raya to anything. Say very bluntly, I go grab from you and I'm quiet. Mitchil Ratzaif. Where's the Shtigur Koido over here? Shtigur Koido. There's no Shtigur Koido. Koido? The guy said something. I agreed that it was yours a minute before I said Kula Shali. What happened? Two guys came into bed and said, I'm a Kula Shali. I'm a Kula Shali. Then a guy grabbed it. There's a Haido over here. There's no Haido over here. Slowly. There's no Haido. Period. I think Mor says, I do it, Idile. He says the Ketzais, an astounding trial. We're going to show you soon Rishayna who's saying not like this. But says the Ketzais, all the Haido does over here is one thing. Then if you chayev to swear and you let the guy grab it and you didn't say anything, you're being mevater on the shvua. You're saying, I don't want to swear. That's all your quietness. All your quietness is saying is, any nishba, I'm not swearing. That's all it means. Funny Ketzais. Sazakta Ketzais, that since the maximum you can squeeze out of the guy's shtika, is that I don't want to swear. I'm not prepared to swear. I'm not swearing. So that's only Kodim Shinishbu. After the guy swore, there's no Eidah. You can't build anything from the Eidah. Hear my son, huh? You can't build anything from the guy's Eidah, says the Ketzais. You can't build anything. So what? The guy was quiet. So what? He let you grab it. So what? If it's before the Shvur and he let you grab it, his vice is being Mevatar on his Shvur. And since it's being Mevatar on his Shvur slowly, so therefore what? So he's not swearing. So what? So he's not swearing. Says the Ketzais, if you don't want to swear, you don't get your half of the talos. And if you don't want to swear, you don't get your half of the talos. And if you don't want to swear, you don't get what? Your half of the talos. We spoke about this the first day of this month. What did we speak about from who? Remember? Rekivegin, the Ksav HaChesim, in his first day of Shir, Bo Metzia, said, a Kachira, when your guy doesn't swear, does he lose the half of the takaras? What was the get of the takaras home? The get of the takaras home was that if you don't swear, you don't get it. Well, the comes well, you have to swear. And if you don't swear, you're also going to get it. What was the gather of the takaras? Was it Shulchan Neilin or Shulchan Eftorin? What was the gather of the takana? The gather of the takana was that if you don't swear, you don't get the half of the talus. Well, the gather of the takana was you have to swear. If you don't swear, we keep making a chakira. If a guy says, I'm not swearing in the Mishnah, does he get the half of the talus? The Ketzais obviously holds. The Ketzais obviously holds that if a guy says, I'm not swearing, so then you don't get the half of the talus. Says the Ketzais that the reason why Rashi said, they were talking about Shenishbu, because after Shenishbu, there's no Haido. The Gantz Haido is nothing more. The Gantz Haido is nothing more than if I know that I don't want to swear, and if I don't want to swear, then I don't get my half. As they talk to say, it's a strange shot. And that's why Rashi. Now, there are other shot which are much more Pashim shot than Rashi, which we'll talk about tomorrow, why Rashi said Kredim Shenizhmu. I believe there's Pashim shot. Different shot than the Ketzais. But the Ketzais is a Pala also. What did the Ketzais say? Well, we're going to put the Ketzais on the side, but I want to say it over, because it's the Ketzais. The Ketzais says that Rashi said there has to be Kredim Shenizhmu, because after Shenizhmu, there's no Sugya. Because the entire Haidah over here, says the Ketzais, when he fearsizes at the end, is nothing more than I don't want to swear, and so what if you don't want to swear? You don't want to swear, you don't get your half. What's your on this Ketzais? Let's say the Ketzais is right. It's hard to believe that that's a Shana Rashi. I'm going to prove to you all the Shana Rashi about then. But the Ketzais says that that's the whole Haidah, nothing more than that. The Haidah is a relinquishing my right to swear. You don't want to swear, you're not going to get it. What's your? Let's have two kashas. I'm interesting, Shiloh. Shiloh is a metalis. Is that a kulish of kulishali? Yeah, like kuzei shava, zei shava. What happens if a guy says, I don't want to swear? Says the Ketzais, you don't what? You don't get it, you don't want to swear. Tell me, the other guy gets my hif? A phenomenal Shiloh. Shiloh is a metalis. I'm one guy says, any nishma, I'm not swearing. Says, any nishma, maybe you don't get it. The other guy gets my hif? What does that say? They're both chayav to swear. One guy says, I'm not swearing. So he can't get his hif. The other guy gets the hif. How about the not? That's the pashtus. I don't want to swear. I can't get my hif. Why should you get it? Why are you making face every one second? What? Because we're not going to give it to you, but why should I give it to him? Shneimer's mitalos, and on side he might say, I didn't give up. I didn't say change on my side. I don't want to swear. So he's Yerushalayim. He's afraid to swear in Bezdin. Okay, so he doesn't swear. So he doesn't get his hef. We're not going to give you your hef if you don't swear, Rebbe. Why should the other guy get the hef? I'm an Ansadi that's mine. The Ansadi said it's mine, not yours. So I don't want to swear. I don't swear. But why should it? Well, I'm not going to get it. Bezdin's not going to let you take it. That I understand. Shalei kolachet harlef v'teikem betalisa shachaveri. Yeah. Why should the other guy get it? Well, we saw Shneimer's mitalos. We saw him in Yachleiku over here. We saw it on Ansadi. Hashem is so punishing that if I relinquish my right to swear, the other guy gets my half, that's A. And B, I'll even ask more than that. Forget about my half that I'm not swearing on. His half, he doesn't have to swear. I mean, one second, this is my next kasha. What about his half? He doesn't have to swear? He's potter from a shul? What about his half? So what did Rashi mean to say? That if they're going to get it after the shul, then what? There's a, so the whole haidah is I'm not swearing. And what's going to happen if he doesn't swear? He's going to lose his half, and I'm going to get my half without swearing? I don't have to swear? Unless the ktzeis means to say, no, you'll have to swear. How do I learn this one when he saw the ktzeis? The ktzeis says that the entirety of the haidah over here is nishmer vizem, that I'm saying I'm not swearing. Figures two kashas. Let's say that's what the Haidah, and that's why the Ktzeis says that once you swore already, you can't make a Haidah anymore because you already swore. Fregich two kashas. So what's the Haidah? The Haidah is a not swearing. Fregich, and therefore what? The other guy gets his if. I can hear that I don't get my if. Why should he get my if? And B is, that's for sure. Forget about my if. What about his if? Haidah. Haidah means what? He gets it. He gets it without a shvur. He gets his if without a shvur. Where did his takana shvur go? Just because I said I'm not swearing my if is a reason to pater him from his if? So tell me nachanami. He has to swear. But what? He gets my half because I said I'm not swearing. The whole ktzeis is very strange. But the whole ktzeis takes the whole gemara, takes the neshama out of the gemara, and he says the haidah over here is not a real haidah. The haidah is just that I'm not swearing, and if I'm not swearing, I don't get it. And then what? And then the other guy gets it? Why does the other guy get it? Because I'm not swearing. I'm just being a regular case of Shimeres and Batals. One guy says he's not swearing, the other guy gets it? I didn't say that. I don't get it. Because I wasn't a Kavis of Kronos. Why should you get it? I still have a Shimeres and Batals. But that's how the Ktzeis learns. The Ktzeis learns a two-step heart. That's about the entirety of the Haidah over here is nothing more than I don't want to swear. That's only calls man, you didn't swear. If you swear, the book is over, there's no sugya. We're going to say tomorrow a different Shana Rashi, which I believe is much more plush, and I want to be able to say it themselves also. Why do I have to have Dafka the sugya talking about before the guy swore? One second. Now we start. Zakti Gemara. So what's the suffix of the Gemara? Let's go back to now. Let's start. So what's the suffix of the Gemara? The suffix of the Gemara is Shasik Rakach Tzavach. One side is it's Haidah, the other side is that if the guy was Tzavach at the end, it's alright that he was quiet at the beginning because of Kachazal Arabonim. So the Gemara, Toshma. Amram Nachman Toshma. Ahmed from Mamur is a Bryce, Shneva Dukamba. Well, here's a Tal Sis Matach Zachar, where's the Gemara Raya? Hekidavi, he never could Iktani Pshita. That's how they came into Bezdin. So it's Pasha, what's the Gemara Raya? What's the Gemara Raya? What's the Gemara Raya? Don't do Torah. Ella, excuse me, Ella what? We're talking about a case. Ella Lav. She talk for Echad Bifaneinu. Says Rashi here. Talk for Echad, it's Yitzhak, 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 the Baal of Ebez, Yitzhak, 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 what's the case? If one guy came into Bezdin holding it, there's nothing, that's poshut. That's not an interior, that's poshut. Elamai! Elamai what? Elamai what's the case? Says Rashi, ukudo kimna. The shasik ulutsay sabach. The case is, we're what? We're shasik ulutsay sabach, and it's a raya that what? And it's a raya that what? It's a raya that by shasik ulutsay sabach, we pass it what? How many take a of raya, we leave it by you. So I want to start off slowly. Big read here. Fekti Vidvar Yishanim. There are two Vidvar Yishanim I asked you to see. First of all, the second one. Fekti Vidvar Yishanim. Who told you? So what did Gemara say? I have a brisa that says that if one guy's holding it in Bezdin, he wins. Fekti, what's the case? If Fekti Gemara, what's the case? If that's the time he walked into Bezdin like that, it's a no-brainer. If he walked into Bezdin like that, it's a no-brainer, right? If he walked into Bezdin like that, then it's a no-brainer. Elamai, we're talking about a case of Shasak ul-Vasoiv Tzavach, and it's a riot to the Chakir of the Gemara. Frekta Ritva number 2 in the Yeshanim, we begin now slowly a whole journey. Frekta Ritva, who told you? Maybe the reason why we give it to the guy is not because of Shasak ul-Vasoiv Tzavach, maybe it's talking about a case of what? Maybe it's talking about a case of what? Shasak mitchil of Atzaif? As Rashi says, Kudu Kimna. Says Rashi, Kidiktani, it's like Rashi, Alalav, Kidok Mina, the Shah. Who told you it's a Kirin? Maybe somebody can show something with Kidok Vatsaif. Who told you that? No, it's a question like this. We have a Brian that says that one guy came into Bezdin holding on to the towel. So, like, well, what happened? He came into Bezdin like that? That's a no brainer. There's nothing to talk about, of course. Elamai, Kidok Kimna. Where's Kidok Kimna? Shasa Vatsaif. Who told you something about Kidok Vatsaif? Maybe Shasa with Kidok Vatsaif. Maybe he came with the best of both of them. Holding. And what? And one guy grabbed from the other. And it was sticker with chilavat. So if Anna was like, no, that's the case. Maybe it was back to it's not a riot. We told you to write the case. I mean, it can't be a case where you walked in the bezin alone. Those faces. They had to walk in the bezin together. Now, maybe the case where it's talking about, where Jota Tachas Achas Mehen is talking about a case where what? Where one guy grabbed it from the other, but chilav atzayif. Who says no mashal v'achach tzavach? Rashi says chilav kim. Why jump into kimna? Maybe someone by the case of shtikim etchilos. This is the central kasha imshat in the sugya. Who told the gemara that the case of the price is talking about a case where shasak v'achach tzavach? Maybe was shtikim etchilav atzayif. Ever the ritvon where the gazach lomdish ritvon as I stayed over here in the going on the side. Says the hilik ritva yishanim. Whoever it is, we don't know where it is. One of the rishanim says the ritva yishanim. That it can't be that the pshat was tchilav atzayif. Why? Because if it was tchilav atzayif, how could the b'risa say avoytzim echavei alvaraya? What does avoytzim echavei alvaraya mean? That when it's in one guy's hand, avoytzim echavei alvaraya, you can bring what? You can bring edim. How can you bring edim? There's haidah over here. Haidah is one thing. Can be edim dummy. Says the Ritva, it can't be talking about a case where was shtikam b'tchilav atzayif, because if it was shtikam b'tchilav atzayif, it's haidah. And if it's Haidah, Edom will not help, because Haidah is more than Edom than me. As I say in the Ritva, Yeshua shot the Gemara. How did the Gemara know that this Braisa is talking about a case of Shasak V'Akach Tzavach and not Shasak V'Tchila V'Atzoif, says the Ritva, because it says in the Braisa, Hamoitzi Mechavere Olav Araya. And Raya means Edom. How could Edom help? We have Haidah is more than Edom. The guy was waiting, that it's yours. Edom doesn't help, but Haidah is more than Edom. By the way, I would add on another kasha if there's Rishos besides the Ritva Yishanu's kasha. The Ritva is a kasha that it says, I'm waiting to be Edom will help. In fact, the Ritva, how could Edom help? The guy was Moida. I have a different kasha. I have a Lomdisha kasha. The Loshin of I'm waiting to be Chavei Ovaraya is Masha that there's a Suffolk here. What's a waiting to be Ovaraya mean? I don't know what to do. I'm waiting to be Ovaraya. What do you mean I'm waiting to be Chavei Ovaraya? The guy was Moida. His Moida that is yours. That's called I'm waiting to be Chavei Ovaraya. Interesting, the Ritva doesn't ask that. The Ritva is a kasha and says, who told the Gemara, who told Rashi, that the case of Yotze mitachas Zayad Achaz Mehen is talking about a case of Shosak V'Akach Tzavach and then you have a Raya. Maybe it's talking about Shtika B'Tchila V'Atzoif, and that is no Shaila. Says the Ritva, because it says, I'm Yotze Mechavei Ovar Raya. Raya means Edom. It says that Edom will help. How could Edom help when the guy makes a Haidah? Haidah's Baldikam Eidah Domi. I'm eating on another kasha. How could it be talking about Haidah's Baldikam Eidah Domi? That's called Hamoitzim Mechavel of Araya. That's a Zachta the Bryce calls Hamoitzim Mechavel of Araya is when you have a Suffolk. Hamoitzim Mechavel of Araya. That's called Hamoitzim Mechavel of Araya. Yeah, Haidah's Baldin over here. As I talk to Ritva. Says the Ritva that the reason why the Gemara knew that the Bryce over here has to be talking about a case of Shasak V'Akach Tzavach, because by Shtikam Yitchila V'Atzoif, there won't be a Dinah Moitzik of Araya. Edom won't help. Hold on, wait a second. The Goyin says the same shot. Near Bein, I look at the Goyin on the right side over here. K'hai Gavna, D'i V'Shasik, U'K'hai Gavna. The Goyin says in three words whatever the Ritva says. Says the Ritva, Hagos Hagro, Near Bein, U'K'hai Gavna. K'hai Gavna means, the Bryce is talking about K'hai Gavna, the case of what? Al-Shasik V'Akach Tzavach, D'i V'Shasik. Lavahani Raya, Bitva Vitor. Because I'm a fortune, won't help. So the Goyim quotes this Ritva, it's what he had the Ritva. Today we have the new Ritva, but he quotes the Ritva that the Goyim brings down. The Ritva says it can't be talking about Shasav Akach. It can't be so much thinking about Tchilav Atzayim. That's what he does. Aiden won't help. A Raya won't help. I'm asking even more, or different. I'm asking, it doesn't pass the whole Lashon of Avetz Mechavei Ovar Raya. What's pass the Lashon of Avetz Mechavei Ovar Raya when you hold it, when you have a Hidah? When you have a Hidah, you call that Avetz Mechavei Ovar Raya? Interesting, the Ritva doesn't ask that. The Ritva Yishanim asks from the Din. How can you say Avetz Mechavei Ovar Raya? How could Edom help? Lamaisa, you have a Hidah over here. Meseder. In fact, everybody, you're all asking the same Kasha. Elamai, it's talking about what? Shosek V'achakach Tzavach. And what's it going to bring a Raya to? The Shosek V'achakach Tzavach is what? What's it going to bring a Raya to? The Shasav Akach Tzavach is called what? What's going to bring a Raya? Shasav Akach is called the Haidah, it's not called the Haidah. It's called the Haidah. It's like that. How could it be? The Haidah is a Matzavah for Raya. The Gemara is Mirav Sinigra. The Gemara is Mirav Sinigra. The Ritva and the Goyin said that the reason why the Gemara didn't want to make it Ukimta that the price of Yot Ritachas Achimhen was talking about Shtikim Mitchil of Atzoif was why? Because then you can't say it's a Mechav of Raya because Edom can't help. When you have Haidah, what's it better that you make Nir Ukimta, Shasav Akach Tzavach? And what's the Gemara coming to prove? The Shasav Akach Tzavach, it stays by you, why? What's the Gemara coming to prove? The Shasav Akach Tzavach is a Haidah, it's not a Haidah. What's coming to prove the Shasav Akach Tzavach is a Haidah, that's why it stays by that guy. So why is it better? It's a Haidah. Haidah, Hamitzim Echavel Varaya, you can't bring Edim. So the Ritva and the Goyin are Pella Otsum. The Ritvan the Goyen spoke out that the case of Yotze Achaz Mein Hametz Meyav Raya can't be talking about a case of Shalach Mitzvah Ratzoyf. Why? Because then there's Ohidah and what? And Edom don't help. Al-Mayit's talking about what? Shalach Ve'akach Tzolach. And what do you bring me a Raya to? And what are you proving? That Shalach Ve'akach Tzolach is what? Is Ohidah. That's why it stays by the guy. So how could it then be Hametz Meyav Raya? It's a Kushya Atzum of Venera on the Ritvan the Goyen that nobody asked. Except for the Bach and Bektzeis. I mean, it's a kushya atzuma. The Ritvot doesn't bother with this. The Ritvot doesn't make something. It's like a printing mistake. How can the Ritvot say that the Braisa can't be talking about Shtir Vedila Atzayf because then Edom won't help? So what's the Kim to the Gemara better? And the Gemara, no, so much Shazam Yakach Tzavak. And we have a riot at what? What's the Gemara coming to prove? And we have a riot at what? The Shazam Yakach Tzavak. We leave it by the guy. Why do we leave it by the grabber? What's the Gemara say? How can I say the opposite? We leave it by the grabber. Yotzer Achaz Mein. We grabbed it. Why? Why do you leave by him? Because he was made. If he was made, how can we talk about Raya? How could Shazam Yakach Tzavak be different than the case of Tchila Vatzoif? A Pella Otzum Vinoyer and Mamish. And the Goyin and the Ritva don't even bother addressing it. It's a Pella Otzum Mamish. Why is it better? It's a Hidah. It's the same Hidah. The Gemara Sofik, where the Sofik Yosef is a Hidah, like Tchila Vatzoif. I don't understand you. I mean, so what are you talking about? The Gemara is a Sofik. What's the difference between Shazam Yakach Tzavak? It's called Haidah, it's not called Haidah. They want a suffix Val Patish. They want a Buddha rider, it's called Haidah. From the Dinda, when the guy grabs, they leave it by him in the case of Atzah. Well, Haki Mamma Zuma, give me Haidah. I'm listening. They want a Val Patish or suffix where the Shalsik Vachasovic is a Haidah or it's not a Haidah. One brings a rider that is a Haidah, even though we yelled at the end, because it says, Yotzah, Tachizah, Achaz, we have to leave it by him. They want to say this, no matter case that he grabbed. So I understand. How does he leave by him? Why were you leaving? Because it's Haidah. No, if it's Haidah, so how can you say it? The same way you can't make an Okimto, that it's Shasak Mitzilah Vatzoyf, and you can't make a way to make a Velvraya, why is it better if it's Shasak Vachach Tzavach? Yeah, there's another problem. How can you say it's a Mechav Velvraya? It's a Pella Otzum Mamish Vinoyer. Anybody have a terrorist on this? I don't know what you're talking about. The Gemara says Shasak Vachach Tzavach, oh, Haidah, it's not a Pshach. It's a Shalom Baal Patish, it's Umdana. The Gemara is a Sophic whether it is or not. The Gemara brings a right. He's saying all day. What he's saying is not the Pashas in the Gemara. That's not the Pashas in the Gemara. The Chiddush Aran is the only one who learns like that, by the way. Pashas in the Gemara says it's a Haidah. That's a full fledged Haidah. The Gemara Sophic is it a Haidah or not a Haidah? That's a Sophic of the Gemara. I'm asking a good question. it's a different way you're saying. It's a whole different way you're saying. That's not the Pashas in the Gemara. There's one Rishon who learns a Sukkah like that. Nobody else learns a Sukkah like that, by the way. He's saying a whole Kimto in the Gemara. The Gemara's not much like that, by the way. Okay, the Gemara's not Mufach. The Gemara's not Mufach because of this Kasha? No, it's not called Mufach. Okay, it's actually. He doesn't have a Sugya like that, Mufach. That's the big Kasha over here on the Ritva. The problem with all this is that the Rajma and the Ran argue on this. The Rajma and the Ran also speak about why did the Gemara, we'll talk about the Rajma on tomorrow, but it's called a big raid. But I just wanted to set it up. The Rajma and the Ran also ask, why did the Gemara make an Okimta over here that it's talking about a case of Tchila Vatzoif? The Rajma and the Ran also ask the same Kasha in a different form, as you'll see. They also ask the Kasha, why did the Gemara make an Okimta? They're talking about Tchila Vatzoif, there was a full-scale Hidah. What did they answer? What is the Chiddush Aran answer? I asked you to see. He says, if it's talking about a case of Tchila Vatzoif, there was a full-scale Hidah, Pshita. So it's Pasha, we give it to the guy. I say, so the Chiddush Aran. The Chiddush Aran asked the Kasha of maybe the Gemara's talking about a case of Tchila Vatzoif. He said, it's Pshita. It's Pshita. In fact, Nochem, it's Pshita. That's the reason. How could we talk about a case of Tchila Vatzoif? It says somebody to make a Velvaraya, the Kasha of the Ritva. How could the Rajma and the Ran ask the Kasha and say that maybe the Gemara's Bryce is talking about a case of Tchila Vatzoif? Tchila Vatzoif is a Haidah. And by Haidah, you can't say somebody to make a Velvaraya. You can't say Edom could help, like the Goyin says, because you can't bring a Raya against the Haidah. Ishteta, that the Yisoid that the Ritva held, that it's a full-scale Haidah over here, and that Edom can't help. The Rajma and the Ran argue, as we're going to see tomorrow, B'shot Tov, Matzlachas.